The big problem in New York over the past, I don't know, like year or so, are all these e-scooters and mm-hmm. e-bikes and e-this and e-that. I mean, every time there's a new version of like a scooter, a bike or whatever, it's a problem in New York. And first they had banned them. But the problem is all the e-bikes are what the food delivery people use. So we're trying to save the restaurant industry. So it's like, well, you got to help them use the e-bikes. That way they can get to more people and you can help them do deliveries and maybe save the restaurant industry. So we all went, oh, okay, fine. But they're not supposed to be in the bike lane. They're not supposed to be going more than 25 miles an hour. Now, those scooters, like the Razor scooters, the ones that the kids use where they get on and they push it with their foot,
mm-hmm.
you know, so now they have electric ones that are supposed to only go, I thought, 25 miles an hour. I mean, I see people zooming around in them, but they're not
fast. I mean, right? when you're 2 inches off the ground, 25 is pretty damn fast.
Right. And here's the problem with all those. Some of them do go much, much faster. I mean, I've seen some of those e-bikes going 50 miles an hour, 40, 50 miles an hour. You don't have to have a driver's license. Mm-hmm. You don't have to have anything. You can just get on one and ride. You know, there's also, we have these Revel scooters, which are like Vespas that you could just hop on. You don't have to have a driver's license for any of this stuff.
That can't be good.
Right. You can just hop on and drive and mm-hmm. ride. In and out of traffic is dangerous. The big story in New York is that somebody was on one of those scooters, like a Razor scooter, like the kids pedal with the one foot. But it was an E1, so it had a motor on it. It was mm-hmm. motorized. He got on the BQE. That's a major highway here. Like the Bronx Queen Expressway, we have some highways here that trucks are not allowed and there's only cars. And you're like, well, that's not, it's bad, but it's not so bad. This is one of the ones that all the trucks, the 18 wheelers, the giant trucks, the everybody screaming vans. There's a guy on a scooter going 60 miles an hour. This is the big story in New York today.
Wait a minute.
So first the guy's on the side of the road.
He's on the
so you're
highway?
Like, okay.
Bruh.
Oh, he's flying.
Bruh. I'm going 50 right now. Bruh.
Now he's in the middle lane.
Bruh.
He's got a helmet on.
Homeboy's on a scooter going 55, 60 right now.
60.
On God.
60 on a scooter.
Ew. Wow. I'm going 60,
he's wearing
folks.
A t-shirt and jeans.
What the hell?
He's flying.
Oh boy,
he's
out.
Flying.
Passing
in and out of trucks.
Semis. He passed a huge lorry truck flying.
Lorry, what are you, British?
Yeah, I know.
But no, that's a big story today. And the video goes on for a little while where he's like, bruh. Because, okay, so the guy does have a helmet on, but that's just a helmet. He's wearing a t-shirt and jeans and sneakers. He's doing nothing to protect any other part of his body. And he's on a scooter. You can drive one of those without a license, without a driver's license. And there's no protection whatsoever. So that's really dangerous.
Okay, so what happens if the cops pull him over? They're going to say, you can't ride that on this road. And he's going to say, where does it say that?
No, there are laws about what can and can't be on that road. You can bring a motorcycle. Like I can't take my bicycle and start weaving in and out of traffic. I can go, there's bike lanes and there's a side road there, like a shoulder kind of thing. And even though you're not really supposed to be on the shoulder, you can probably get away with it if you're going just like from one exit to the other. But this guy was in traffic on a scooter. It's not a motorcycle. It's literally a motorized scooter. It's like a motorized Razor scooter, like your kid is on.
So anybody with a credit card can get on one of those and take off.
That's right.
So it doesn't matter if you're 5 years old, you can be doing 60 down the LIE if you have a credit card.
Yeah, technically. Right. Who's going to stop you? There's nobody stopping you. There's nobody policing it. De Blasio doesn't give a shit about any of this stuff. I can't even say he's a lame duck because he's on his way out. He's been a lame duck his entire mayorship. I mean, the only good thing De Blasio did in this city is unify Democrats and Republicans because we equally hate him.
anybody can get on one of those, swipe a credit card, and do 60. That has to change. Right. Whoever's putting these things out on the street has to govern these speeds somehow.
Right. And then the other issue is that, especially on the BQE, because I've been on it many times, is that's an area where a lot of young people live and they have like fast cars. They like to drive real fast. That's one of those areas that you know there's going to be people doing 80, 90, weaving in and out of traffic.
Mm-hmm.
So that's happening while some dude is on a scooter doing 60. And the scooter guy is in and out of traffic also. He's not staying on the side. He's in a lane, then he's in the middle lane.
Passing back lorries.
Passing lorries, exactly. And the thing is, I don't know how he's weaving in and out. There's no mirror. Mm-hmm. There's no rear view mirror. There's none of that
looking,
stuff.
He's not looking over his shoulder doing that thing. He's just going.
He's just going, exactly. So, and there's no, this city has become so lawless. Like when I see that, there's a sign of me, I'm like, oh my God. And then I'm like, well, no, that's what New York City's about right now. It's the Wild West here.
That's the whole world right now. I mean, Chicago's losing a third of their officers now because they're not getting vaccinated. It's all over the place. There's going to be no cops anywhere.
Right.
So you can ride that down the highway and nobody's going to say, stop, pull over.
I'm amazed that somebody would want to lose their job over something like that. Like that's the only thing that makes me sad. It's like, think about, I have friends that are FDNY and I have friends that are LAPD.
Mm-hmm.
I know, I've heard the stories of what it takes to get in. It's a
in
really
Chicago.
Big deal.
Can you imagine being a cop in Chicago? That can't be fun.
No. When you become somebody in the fire department or somebody in law enforcement, a police officer, it's not like you just go pass a test and you're in. It's a very big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And of the hundreds of people who apply, a very small percentage make it in. And then of that percentage, even less people start dropping out. I mean, they really weed people out. It is very hard to become a police officer or a fireman in any city, let alone a big city like Chicago or a big city like New York or Los Angeles. I'm amazed that after somebody went through all of that, especially if they're a legacy, especially if like your uncles and father and grandfather were all, served as well. I'm surprised that they would just be like, vaccine, sorry, I'm out.
I wonder if that's going to screw their pension. If they say, okay, I'm not going to take the vaccine, but let me keep my pension. I don't know how that works, but I mean, that's one of the main reasons why you get into that job is so you can have a pension.
I think they should keep their pension. I don't think that should stop them from having a pension. I mean, they've earned the pension. It's not like, listen, just because you're leaving on your own accord, it's your choice to leave. I don't think you've earned the pension. You put
no,
in the time.
No, I understand that. But what I'm saying is if you're 15 years into it, and if you would have stayed 5 more years, you would have got the whole pension. So you're only going to take half of the pension because you're leaving early.
I know. It makes me sad. It makes me sad that those are the choices that they're being given. And it makes me sad those are the choices they're choosing to do. And there's a whole thing today also in New York City where this guy, it's funny because this has become like a joke and a meme and people have made cartoons about it. But it actually wasn't all that funny. This dude in a mask walked over to two police officers on the subway who were not masked. And there's signs everywhere that say you have to have a mask on to come in the subway and to ride the subway. And it's a big thing in New York that you must be masked. And if you're not, the MTA people there, people can kick you off the subway. Mm-hmm. It's a big deal. But here are these cops patrolling whatever station it was, and both of them were not masked. So the guy said to them, how come you guys don't have to wear a mask? Why do we have to wear a mask and you don't?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of answering him, they grabbed him and they opened the emergency door and they shoved him out. And they said, get the fuck out of here.
No.
Yeah. All he did was ask them the question. And they literally like manhandled him and pushed him out. There's a video of it.
There's cameras everywhere.
I know.
That's. Yeah, the whole world's going to hell. So
Going to hell.
It's
certainly crazy here, yeah.
Well, tomorrow we can look forward to good times because Nigel Bock is going to be joining us tomorrow night. And he's got a brand new movie coming out on Tuesday.
Yeah, and tell people who he is. We've had him on the show several times before. He's a good friend of the show, and he's one of yours and your son's favorites.
He's my favorite guy ever. He makes these movies called Bad Ben. Right now, if you go on Amazon, you can see all 8 Bad Ben movies.
Wow.
And he's got a new Bad Ben movie coming out on Tuesday, which it's called The Nine because it's the ninth. Benign. It's called Bad Ben Benign, but it's actually The Nine. And he's got a new video game out, too, of him. So what Bad Ben is about, it's about a guy who moves into basically a haunted house, and the haunted house screws with him the whole time. So the video game is him inside the house and cursing the whole time. This is the greatest thing. I have to show you this video game. And it's just him saying bad words going around his house as a video game.
Oh, so, this is amazing.
Yeah. This is the new thing he's got.
Shit. Piss. Ass. Fuck. Piss. Fuck. God damn it. Shit. It's locked. What the fuck? What?
Oh my God, he must have so much fun voicing this.
You better get out of my house, you little bitch. God damn it, it's cold in here. You better not be down there, you little bitch. It's you and me now. I'm going to record me kicking your ass.
Why do they make him look like Hank Hill, I wonder?
Because he does look like Hank Hill.
They went full Hank Hill, except with the hat and glasses. He looks like a full-on Bad Ben meets Hank Hill.
Yeah, so he's going to be on tomorrow promoting his new movie. I know way too much about him because I know all things Nigel Bock. You know, that he just had a birthday on Monday. I know everything. I know what his dogs do at night. I know way too much about what's going on with him. So can't wait for the new movie to come out Tuesday. I'm looking forward to it like it's Christmas.